Okay. On Chaf Gimel Amud Bey's last line, Zog Dehe Luga Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin, Hava Shchiach Kamid Rabbi Yossi, Dimin Yukras. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin would regularly go to learn by Rabbi Yossi from Yukras. Yukras was the name of a place. So that's where he would go to learn. Shavke, the Osel Kamid Rav Ashi. So at one point he decided, you know what, I don't want to learn by him anymore. So he left him and he went to go learn by Rav Ashi. Turning to Chav Dal and Amar Aleph at the top, Yom Achad, Shame de Kagoris. So one day he hears Rav Ashi teaching the following teaching. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hashola dag min ayam b'Shabbos, if a person pulls out a fish from the sea on Shabbos, Kevan sheyovesh bo kisela. Once a spot on the fish dries, that's the size of a coin, the size of a sela coin, chayav, your chayav on Shabbos for killing that fish. And the halacha is, I mean, even if you throw the fish back and the fish is technically not dead yet, but as once that area of the fish's body dries up, so then that fish is eventually going to die. Not eventually, that fish is going to die soon because of this. Even if right now he's still alive, you're chayav for killing him on Shabbos. You violate the malacha of shochet, which you're not allowed to, right? Obviously you're not allowed to kill an animal on Shabbos. Okay, so that's what, so you're chayav. So Omar Lay, so he said to him, V'lei mamar, Ufein Sanpirov. You should say that this dry spot has to be between his fins. It has to be between the fins. There's a certain location that the dry spot has to be. It's not just any dry spot, but it's dafka has to be between his fins. Omar Lay. So Rav Ashi responds to this Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin, Velo Savar Lamar Dehahid Rabbi Yossi Bar Ben Rabbi Ovin Amra. Do you not think that Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Ovin said this? Hold on. Wait, why is this Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin? Hold on. Amar Rav Ashi. Okay, I mean the question was, why aren't you saying this in the name of the one who said it? Right? So again, Velosava Lamar, do you not hold Dehahi Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Ovin Omra? Do you not hold that this is a statement from Rabbi Yossi bar Ovin? I see. Okay, sorry. So this is what's going on. Again, Rav Ashi says this teaching in the name of Shmuel. Okay? Says the teaching in the name of Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin then corrects him and says, hey, it has to be between the fins, right? It has to be between the fins. Then Rav Ashi responds to Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin, one second, wasn't that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin? He didn't realize that the person sitting in front of him was Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin. Guys, okay? So he says, this is Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin. So Omar Lay, so he says to him, Ano Ihu. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin says, hey, that's me. Right, I am Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin. So I'm telling you, this is my chiddush. It has to be between the fins. This is my chiddush. I am Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin.
Like, nah, you don't look like
okay? Omar Lay. So Rav Ashi responded to him.
Why did you say that before?
I don't know. He didn't introduce himself. He just was sitting in the shir. So Omar Lay v'lav kamed Rabbi Yossi dimin Yukras hava shchiach mar. He says, one second. Didn't you used to be a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yukras? Like, why are you in my shir? Didn't you used to be in the shir of Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukras? Amar Lei, so he said, Hain. He said, yes. Yeah, I was. Amar Lei, my time of Shav Kemar, the Osa Hacha. So he says, how come you left him and came to me? How come you left his shir and came to my shir? Amar Lei, so he said to him, Gavra, this is Rabbi Yossi responding to Ravashi, Gavra de Alvereve Alberati Lochas, right? A man who did not have mercy on his own son and daughter, alai didi heichichais. How's he going to have mercy on me? How's he going to have rachmanas on me? So what's the story of Rabbi Yossi the Minyukras not having mercy on his son and daughter? So that's the next piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara, Berei Maihi. What's the story with Rabbi Yossi the Minyukras' son that didn't have mercy on his son? Yom achad hava agrei le agirei bedabra. So one day, Rabbi Yossi the Minyukras had hired workers in the field, right? Agrila Agira means he hired workers. Bedabra means the field. Nagalahu. So it got dark. Right? It got dark in the field, meaning the day was over. Velo Aisi Lahu Riftan. Now, normally, when it gets dark, so the Balabas would bring the workers dinner. You know, they worked the whole day in the field, and now it got dark, so he would bring them dinner. But he didn't bring them any, he did not bring them any food. He didn't bring them any bread. Amrulei liberei. So they turned to Rabbi Yossi the Minyukras' son, and they were complaining. The workers were complaining. Kafinon, we're hungry. Right? We're hungry. You know, your father didn't bring us any food. We worked the whole day. You know, we're hungry. So they were sitting below, they were sitting under a fig tree. Omar, so the son, Rabbi Yossi, the Minyukras' son, says, Te'ena te'ena, hotzi'i peirosayich, v'yochlu po'alei abba. So he says, you know, fig tree, produce fruit so that the workers of my father can eat. And what happened? Hafiku v'ochlu. So the fig tree miraculously grew fruit, okay, and the workers ate. So in the meantime, as these workers are now eating all these figs that just grew miraculously, Rabbi Yossi de Minyukras comes with dinner. Omar lehu, so he says to them, he sees that they're eating already, so he says to them, Lo sinkitu b'dataychu, don't suspect me, dahai dinaghana, don't suspect me that it got dark and I wasn't going to bring you food, am mitzvah tarachna, because I was busy with a mitzvah. Right, so don't suspect me that it got dark and I didn't bring you food yet. Don't suspect me. I'm a little delayed, I know. I'm mitzvah tarach. I was busy with a mitzvah. And until now, I was like, I was tarachti, Rashi says. I was busy with this mitzvah and I was delayed. So I apologize. He was basically apologizing. You know, don't be suspicious. Don't think I wasn't going to come. I'm coming. I'm just a little bit delayed. I apologize. Amrulei. So they said to him, Rachmana lisboach ki heichi da asba on barach. They said, don't worry about it. Your son took care of us already, right? Rachmana lisboach, they said that Hashem should make you satisfied. Ki heichi da asba on barach, just like your son made us satisfied. Hey, don't worry about it. Your son made us satisfied, and we're giving you a bracha that Hashem should make you satisfied, just like your son made us satisfied. Amar lehu meheicha, so that he turned to him and he said, where do you get food from? Right? My son provided for you. Where do you get food from? Amru, so they said, this was the story. Like this and this was the story. This is what happened. Omar lo, so he said, he turns to his son, he was very upset. He turns to his son, and again, the reason why he was upset, just as the background, is that, you know, it's not good to rely on miracles. Even if you can do a miracle, even if you can somehow arrange a miracle, it's not good. It's, you know, we assume it's menachem mizchuyosav. It takes away some of your merits. You know, you have to make a withdrawal from the bank if you want a miracle. Depends on the person. Omar lo,
the regular like an average.
Omar lo, so he said to him, Bini. He said, my son, ata hitrachta es konecha lahotzi te'ena peroseha shalo bizmana. He says, you were matriach Hashem to bring peros out, to bring fruits out from this tree during an improper time. Obviously, it wasn't the proper time. It wasn't the season, or else there would have been figs. So there were no figs. That means it wasn't the proper time naturally for this tree to produce fruit. And you were matriach your maker. You were matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to produce fruit. Yosef shalo bizmana. So he says, so therefore you should die not in your time. You should die not in your time. Okay? It's very machmir. Okay? And this was part of the Tana. This is part of the reason why Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin left the shir. Because he said, that's my Rebbe. He said, that's my Rebbe. He decrees death to his son. I can't be in this shir. That was the story with the son. What about the daughter? Berate Mai. What's the story with the daughter? Berate Mai. He was the story with the daughter. Havyale Berata Balas Yofi. He had a very beautiful daughter. His daughter was very beautiful. Yomachad Chazyalahu Gavra. So one day he sees a man, to have a karya behutza, who's like he's digging a hole in his fence, right? He's like carving out a hole in the fence that goes into Rabbi Yossi's property. The kachazila. So what's he doing with the hole? He's looking at his daughter, right? His daughter's in the yard. His daughter's doing this guy's. He's a peeping Tom. You know, he's digging a hole in the fence. He's carving out a hole in the fence to look at his daughter, who's so beautiful. Amar lo my high. So he turns to the guy. He's like, what are you doing? Right? Well, what's going on over here? Amar Lei, so he says, Rebbe, im lelo chalo zachisi. He says, if I'm not zocha to marry her, lirosa lo eske. He says, but at least I want to look at her. I can't marry her, at least I want to look at her. Amar Lo, so he says, oy vey, look what's happening to people because of my daughter. Amar Lo, biti kametzaros lehula briyasa. He says, my daughter is causing pain to people. Shuvi la afarayich al yikashlu bich b'nei adam. So he says, you know, you should go back to the dust, and people should not sin because of you. Right? So you see that here, but again, this was part of Rabbi Yossi's, Rabbi Yossi was upset. Here you have a person, he was. It sounds like from the Gemara that he was a little bit misguided, and meaning these were good considerations, but they were a little bit misguided and applied, misapplied, and therefore he was very upset. He said, I can't be in shir with a Rebbe that doesn't have rachmanas on his own son and daughter, even if it's for things that are maybe nice ideas, but I can't be in the shir. And he says, that's why I left the shir and I went to hear your shir, Ravashi. Okay, so that's the story with the son and the daughter. Weiter. Says the Gemara. Havile, okay, the Bach says, the Bach adds in the Kachava that that's what happened. Okay. Havile Ahu Chamara. So he had a donkey. Okay, this person, Rabbi Yossi Dmin Yukras, right? It was obviously he was a person who was somewhat of a righteous person. Again, he may have made a mistake, but he was a righteous person. So he had a donkey. Kidahavu agre la. He would rent out this donkey. Kol yoma laorta, and every day when it got dark, havu mishadri le agra agaba. The people would send back the donkey to the owner, and they would put the payment on the back of the donkey. You know, they would put like a little bag of money on the back of the donkey. That was the payment for that day's rent. So the asya lebe mara, and he would come back, and the donkey would come back to his master's home. V'itafule obatzrila. I'm sorry, v'itafulo obatzrila. If the person would put too much money or not enough money on the donkey, lo asya, the donkey wouldn't move. He wouldn't go back. Right, the donkey knew exactly how much money needed to be paid. If it was too much money or too little money, he wouldn't go back. He would only return to his master if it was the right amount of money. Yom achad, there was one day, inshu zuga de sandale Allah. There was one day that a person who rented the donkey left his sandals, a pair of sandals, he left on this donkey. Velo azla, and the donkey didn't move. Adashak lunuhu mina v'hadar azla, until they removed the sandals from him. Because he realized it was a lost object. He didn't want to take home this lost object. So he didn't move. And they were wondering why he didn't move. And they said, oh, there's a pair of sandals here. It must be somebody. So you see this donkey was a very miraculous type of donkey. Continues the Gemara. Other stories about different people. Elazar Ish Birta. There was a person by the name of Elazar Ish Birta. Karhavu Chazu Le Gabay Tzedaka. Whenever the Gabay Tzedaka would see him, Havu Toshu Mine, they would hide from him. Why? The kol mai de havagabe yohiv lehu. He was such a generous person. Whenever he saw people collecting for tzedakah, he would take out his wallet and give them everything he had. So the gabay tzedakah realized that this guy is impoverishing his family, right? So every time they would see this guy, they would duck into an alleyway and hide from him because they didn't want him to give him all his money. Yomachar avasolik l'shuka. So one lemizvan nedunya liberate. So one day he went to the shuk to buy a nedunya. Nedunya is like things for a bride, you know. So his daughter was a kala, and he was buying things for the kala to bring into the marriage for his daughter. So he was supposed to come home probably with like a gown and maybe some jewelry and some furniture. I don't know. He was supposed to come home with a lot of stuff. Chaziyuhu gaboy tzedaka, and all of a sudden the gaboy tzedaka are there in the shuk and they see him. And they say, oh no, it's this guy, Elazar Ben Birta. Ish Birta, sorry. Toshumine. So quickly they hid. They hid from Elazar Ish Birta. Ozal the Rahat Pasrai, but it was too late. He saw them. So he ran after them. Right? He sees the Gabay Tzedaka and he runs after the Gabay Tzedaka to give Tzedaka. Usually people are hiding from the Gabay Tzedaka, right? Here's a guy where the Gabay Tzedaka are hiding from him because he's so generous. Omar Lehu. So he finds them, right? He sees where they went into hiding. He finds them and he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, I found you. Asba Asichu. So he says to them, Asba Asichu. Right, let me support you. B'may Askisu. What are you dealing with? Right, what are you dealing with? What are you collecting for today? Okay. Amrule. So they said to him, okay, Hilamaisa, he asked, and we have to answer. Amrule. So they responded to him, B'yosom v'yosoma. We're collecting for a wedding of orphans, the Yasam and the Yasoma. Omar Lohen Ha'avoda. He said, oh, by the service of the Beis Hamikdash is like a language of a Shavua, right? Rashi says, Givaldik, Shehein Kodman Labiti. He says, oh, a wedding of a Yasam and a Yasoma, that's so important. It's even more important than my own daughter's wedding. And therefore, Shokal called the Hava Bahadei. He took everything that he had, V'yohav lehu, and he gave it to these gabbai tzedakah. Exactly what they were afraid of. That's what he did. He gave all the money that he had for his daughter's wedding, and he gave it to these gabbai tzedakah. Posh lechad zuza. And he looked, all of a sudden he left, and he realized in his pocket he had one zuz left. He had one zuz. He figures, okay, one zuz, I'll buy something for my daughter. Right? Zavan lo. Okay, so he buys for her. The bach adds in, or Zavan bei chite. So he buys a little bit of wheat with this zuz. The asik, and he brings it home. Shadi ba'achalta. And he throws it into the granary. Achalta is a granary. Okay, he throws it in with the grain where the wheat's kept. Asoy de bisu. So his wife comes. Amra lo liberate. And she sees that her husband got home. She sees his car in the driveway. And she comes to her daughter and she says, "My Isi Avuch, what did daddy bring home for you from the shuk?" Amra lo. So she said to her, I don't really know. He just went straight to the granary and he threw it in. Kol ma da'isi ba'achalta shadise. Whatever he brought, he threw right into the granary. So let's go check it out. Asya lemiftach bava da'achalta. So they went to check it out. What did he buy from the shuk? Right now, he didn't buy so much wheat. He bought like a little bit of wheat. They went to open the door of the granary, and apparently it was a door that you had to push in to open. And chazas, and they saw achleba demal yachite. They saw that the whole granary was full of wheat. The konafka bitzinora didoshan. It was coming out of like the hinge of the door. Velo miftach bava mechite, and the door couldn't even open the whole way because the granary was so stuffed with wheat. So obviously this was a miracle that even though he only threw in a handful of wheat, but all this, miraculously the wheat reproduced. Ozla barate lebe medrasha. So they went to find him. And he was in the Beis Medrash. So his daughter goes to the Beis Medrash, and she goes to find him. Amra lei, and she says to him, "Bo re'e ma'asalach ohavach." She had a feeling that that's not what her father brought home. Right? I guess she saw that he didn't bring home a truckload of wheat. And all of a sudden, look how much wheat there was. So she went to the Beis Medrash to find him, and she said, "Come look what the one who loves you did, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And come look at the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you." Amar lo, so he said to her, "Ha'avoda," again. Right, like a language of a shavua. Guess what he did, guys? Harei hein hekdesh alayich. Oh, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much. He gave us miraculous. He gave us a lot of wheat. Gevaldik. Let's give it to hekdesh. So he was makdish the wheat. He gave it hekdesh to the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'elach bohen elke'echon mi'aniyah Yisrael. And he said, we don't want any share of this. We just want, right, you should just have a share in this like the poor people of Klal Yisrael. You get a little bit like a poor person, but everything else should go to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see how, again, apparently he was a little bit overly generous that the Gabbai Tzedakah were trying to hide from him, but a person who was a big tzaddik in terms of what he wanted to give away. Okay, Rabbi Yehudan is, I'm not sure, it doesn't say how his wife reacted after this. The Gemara leaves out that part. Okay, so now we're going back to a little bit to Tanios for rain. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was gozer. He established the Tainis because there was no rain. He davened and rain did not come. Right? His tefillos did not work. Rain did not come. Amar, so he said, "Kama ika, see how much there is." Mishmuel Haramasi li Yehuda ben Gamliel. This is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Was Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, the same person. So he said, look at the big difference between Shmuel Ramasi, is a reference to Shmuel Anavi, between Shmuel and me, Yehuda ben Gamliel. By the way, that was why he was a Nasi. Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, and then he passed away. His son, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, took over as the Nasi. That's why he's Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. And he says, oh, hey, look, meaning, and Rashi points out, that Shmuel davened for rain by himself, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought rain. And here, it's not just I davened for rain by myself. I made a tainus. Everybody together davened for rain, and what happened? Nothing, right? It didn't bring rain. Oh, you little door, shikach nitka. He says, "Oh, woe is to the generation that's stuck, meaning that stuck with me as the nasi, that stuck with us in our generation. We can't help them." Oh, lo lamisha also biyam of kach. Woe is to the person that this is what happened during their days. Cholash daite. He got very upset, very depressed that he couldn't bring rain. The asa mitra, and finally the rain fell. Because of his, because he was so upset, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought rain. Another story, Tebe Nasiya Gaza Ta'anei. So there was another story of the house of the Nasi that they made an Atainis for rain. V'lo od inhu l'Rabbi Yochanan u'l'Reish Lakish. But they didn't tell Rabbi Yochanan u'l'Reish Lakish that there was a Atainis. They forgot to tell them. Let Safra, in the morning, od inhu, in the morning they told them. Okay? Now, Amar le Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish turns to Rabbi Yochanan and says, Halo kabilna alan meorta. We didn't accept this tainus upon ourselves from, you know, yesterday while it was still daytime. We know, right, we've mentioned this in the past, that in order to accept the tainus, at mincha, you have to do a little kabbalah's tainus. You have to say a little paragraph in Shmoneh Esrei to be mekabel the tainus. So Rish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, we never will mekabel the tainus. Amar le, so he said to him, Anon basrayu gerorin. Rabbi Yochanan says it's okay, even though we didn't accept the tainus, but since this is a communal tainus, since this is a tainus for the whole tzibur, so therefore we're schlepped along with the tzibur. So we don't have to, even if we didn't accept it ourselves, it's okay. Another story. Again, the house of the Nasi established a tainus and rain did not come. Tanaluhu Oshia Zeira de Min Chavraya. So Oshia, who was the youngest of the Chevra in the Beis Medrash, Rashi points out the reason why it calls him this is because there was another Oshia that was older, so he was known as like the young Oshia. So this was the young Oshia in the Beis Medrash, so he taught the following teaching. V'haya, this is the Pasuk in Bamidbar, V'haya ime'ene ha'eda ne'esesel ishkaga. So this is referring to that if there was a mistake that was made by the Sanhedrin, okay, Rashi says the me'ene ha'eda refers to the zekenim, who are mi'irei einei ha'am. They're the ones who enlightened the eyes of the people. So here, the zekenim of the generation made a mistake, and they paskened incorrectly. So he says, mashal l'kala shehi b'veisaviha. This is like the mashal is a kala who's in her father's home. Kol zman she'einei ha'yafos. If you look at this kala and you see that she has good, beautiful eyes, ein kol gufa tzricha b'dika, you know that she doesn't have health problems. Her body doesn't need to be checked, meaning she doesn't have other health problems if her eyes are good. Eineha terutos. But if you see that her eyes are bleary or dim, you see that there's something wrong with her eyes, so then kol gufa tzricha b'dika. Then that's usually a simen that there's underlying health problems, and therefore you have to check out, meaning doesn't mean, you know, check her body, doesn't mean you have to physically check her body, but it means you got to check her out. There's probably some underlying health problems here that's causing her eyes to look like that. Also, so what happened? So what was he saying? What was the message? What was the mashal? He was saying that if the Nasi establishes a fast and it doesn't work, then chances are, just like this Kali, you look at her eyes and there's something off, then probably there's something off with this Nasi also. So this guy, right, Rav Oshia, the young Rav Oshia was saying that, you know, listen, the house is, you know, the house of the Nasi, what can you expect? They're not such great people. That's what you get when the house of the Nasi declares a fast. You know, you're not going to get rain.
Was he serious?
Yeah.
But you're a Nasi, though.
So not all the Nasi were as great. And he said, this Nasi, the house of the Nasi, they're not that great. So they were very upset with him, you can imagine, right? They were very upset with he was like, he was basically, according to them, he was saying Lashon Hara about them. So they sent the security detail to take care of him. Asu Avde, so the Avadim of the Benesia came to take care of him. Veromule Sudra Mitzavari, right? They took a handkerchief around his neck, a scarf around his neck, Vekomitzarule, and they were hurting him, right? They were torturing him, they were bothering him, they were choking him. Okay, chokehold. Amru Luhu. So he said to them, Bnei Mase Shavke. So he said to them, he said the people that he said that, you know, the listen, the servants of the Nasi, you know, leave him alone. Leave him alone. I must be the other people. The other people, I'm sorry, said to them, Bnei Masi means the sons of his house, but it means his servants, the servants of the Nasi. Shavki, leave him alone. Dehanami mitzar lon. He says, don't worry. He said that about you. He says that about us also, right? He's very sharp, this guy, Rav Oshia, and he knocks. He blesses us all the time. So don't feel bad. It's not just you. He blesses us also. Leave him alone. Kevan dechazina de komile l'shum shamayim. But once we know him, we know that everything he says is l'shem shamayim. He's a little sharp, right? We'll admit he's a little sharp, but everything he says is really l'shem shamayim. He's really out for he has good intentions, and therefore lo amri le v'lo midi. We don't say anything to him. We leave him alone. V'shavkinin le, we leave him alone. Atunami shavkuhu. So you two should leave him alone also. So apparently that worked, and they got the house of the Nasi to calm down. That it wasn't just that he was, you know, saying something bad about them, but in general he's a sharp guy. He always, you know, he always rips on other people, but he does it l'shem shamayim. So don't be upset. Next story. Rebbe gazar taneis avelo osa mitzvah. So Rebbe established the taneis, and it did not bring rain. Nochis kamei Ilfa. So Ilfa went down to Davin as a Shliach Tzibor. He went down, right? Like Mimamakim, right? He went down to Davin as a Shliach Tzibor before Rebbe. The Amri lo Rabbi Ilfi. Some say it wasn't Ilfa, it was Rabbi Ilfi. Okay. Amr Mashiv Aruach Venasa Zika. He said the words Mashiv Aruach. All of a sudden, the wind starts blowing. Morir Ageshem Vasa Mitra. He says the words Morir Ageshem, and all of a sudden, the rain starts falling. Amr Le. So he said, Mayo Vadach. He said, what'd you do? He said, obviously, you have some big schus that every time you say something, it happens. You say Mashiv Aruach, it starts wind. You know, the wind starts. You say Morir Ageshem, the rain starts. So what did you do to merit this? Amar Leh, so he said to him, Dayarna b'kusta d'chika. I live in a very poor village. Kusta is a village. D'chika means poor. Dayarna, I live, like dar. Dira. I live in a very poor village. D'leis b'chamra l'kidusha v'avdalta. And the people can't even afford wine for kiddush and havdala. Tarachna v'asina chamra l'kidusha v'avdalta. So I go out of my way to bring wine to the village for kiddush and havdala. And I gather everyone together in the village, and I make kiddush for everyone, and I make havdalah for everyone. So that's my zchus, and that's why these things are happening in my merit. Zagdei Gemara Vayter, Rav ikla liahu asra. So Rav went to a certain place, gazar ta'anei. So they didn't have rain, so he established a tinus for loss of mitra, but rain did not come. Nachis kamei shaliach de tzibura. So the shliach tzibur goes down to daven for the amud. Amar mashiv aruach v'noshav zika. He says mashiv aruach, the wind blows. Amar morid ageshem v'yasa mitra. He says morid ageshem, the rain comes. Amar le mayo vadach. Same story. He says to him, well, what did you do? What did you do to merit this? Amar le. So he says to him, mikre dar dekiyano. I'm a teacher of children. Mikre means I'm a teacher, right? Like you read dar deki are children. I'm a teacher of children. Umakrina libnei anye kibnei asire. And I teach the children of the poor just like the children of the rich. I don't discriminate between children of poor people, children of rich people. I teach them all the same. V'kol de lo eshalei, lo shaklina mine. And anybody that can't afford to pay, I don't take money. I don't ask them for any money. I teach their kids for free. Midi, I'm sorry, lo shaklina mine midi. I don't take anything from him. V'isli peira de kavre. He says, I have a pond of fish. Peira is a pond, and de kavre is a fish. I have a pond of fish. V'kol man de pasha. This is Givaldic. Any child, anyone that sins, meaning any of my kids, any of my students that rebels, that sins, that does something wrong, mishachdinale minaihu. What I do is I bribe him from them, meaning I bribe him with the fish, right? Like shochad, I bribe him with from them, from the fish, umisadrinale, and I take one of these fish and I give it to him, right? I set it up for him. And I make him feel better. And once that happens, then he comes back to learn, right? So you know he might, you know, he doesn't want to learn. So I do, you know, I bring in Dunkin' Donuts, you know, I do things to make him learn. Okay. Rav Nachman, Zakti Gemara Vayter. Rav Nachman Gazar Tanei. So Rav Nachman established a fast because of lack of rain. Ba'arachme he davened v'lo'asa mitzvah. Rain did not come. Omar, so he said shaklu ala Nachman. So he said to the people, you know, again, he was a little bit upset that he had done something and it was totally ineffective. So he said to the people, Shaklua l'Nachman, take Nachman, meaning me, take me, Chavutu min guda la'ara, and throw me down from the wall down to the floor. Meaning Rav Nachman was like in a position of prominence. He was a Rav, he was a Rosh Hashiva, whatever he was. And he said, you demote me. Or, you know, just take me out of my position. Because look, whatever I'm doing is ineffective. Cholash daite, he was very upset. What happened? Vasa mitra. So you see, sometimes it's not just the tfilos, but sometimes it's the tzubrachenkeit, as they say in Yiddish. Sometimes it's just being upset and, you know, and recognizing our flaws, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, that's what I wanted. I wanted you to recognize that you have work to do on yourself. Now I'm going to bring rain. Zakti Gemara Vayter, Rabba Gazar Ta'anesa, so Rabba established the Tainis, Bo'i Rachmi V'Losa Mitra, he davened and rain did not come. Amrulei, so they said to him, V'Horav Yehuda, V'Horav Yehuda, what about Rav Yehuda? Ki have a Gazar Ta'anesa, Asa Mitra. Rav Yehuda, when they established a tainus, rain did come. Amar lahu, so he said to them, "My avid, what do you want me to do?" Imishim tenuye. He says, "If it's because of the learning, if you think Rav Yehuda is better in learning, it's not true. Anan adifinan minayu. We're better than them. We're better than them in learning. Why? Dibishane de Rav Yehuda, during the years of Rav Yehuda, kol tenuye, all of their learning, turning the page to Chavdal and Beis, binezikin hava." All of their learning was in Nezikin. That's all they learned. They just learned Nezikin. That's all they learned. The Anan, but we, Kamasninan b'Shisa Sidrin. We learn all Shisha Sidrin Mishnah. We don't just learn Nezikin, we learn everything. Not only that, but when Rav Yehuda got up to Uktzin, which was a difficult place, a difficult Masechta, namely, specifically, the Mishnah that says, Ha'isha shekoveshes yerek b'kidera. So there's a Mishnah that says that if a woman is preserving a vegetable in a pot, Kovesha, she's like pickling it to preserve it in a pot. And some say the Mishnah is referring to olives that you're preserving in their leaves. Tarfein is their leaves. Tahorin, that these things are tahorin, they're not tamein. It's a halacha of Tuma Vitara in Uktzin. So when Rav Yehuda got up to that Mishnah, Omar, he said, Havayos deravu Shmuel kachazina hacha. He says, oh, this is so complex. I see the questions of Ravu Shmuel that are gonna talk about this Mishnah. Right, this is such a complex Mishnah. I see that Rav and Shmuel are gonna have a lot to say about this Mishnah. The Anan, what do? Kamasninan beuktzin tleisa mesifta. He says, we have 13 yeshivas learning uktzin. We're not just intimidated by the hard Mishnah in uktzin. We have 13 yeshivas that are all learning uktzin. Right, so you see that we're much better in learning than Rav Yehuda. Ve'ilu Rav Yehuda ki avas shalif chad masan na'asi mitra. And yet, Rav Yehuda, if he would take off one shoe, rain would come. And we'll see a little story about that in the Gemara a little bit later. Ve'anan katzav chinan kula yoma ve'leka. I'm sorry, ve'leka de'ashgach ban. And he says, we're screaming all day. We're davening all day long. Rav Yehuda takes off one shoe, rain comes. Right, we're screaming and davening all day long. Ve'leka de'ashgach ban. Nobody's paying any attention to us. Bnei Kadosh Baruch Hu's not listening. So he says, I don't know. He says, if you tell me it's because of our deeds, right? That we're not as, you know, maybe they do more mitzvos than us. We don't do so many mitzvos, or we do some averos. If any of you see that we're lacking something, if any of you see that we did something wrong, lema, tell us what we did. What are the gedolei hador going to do? She'ein doron dome yafe. It must be that the generation is not good enough. It's not just Rav Yehuda and the learning, but the generation is not good enough. Okay. Okay. Let's stop. Let's stop here, and we'll pick up with this tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem Rav Yehuda Chaza Hano Beitrek.
I'm so tired. All right.